This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hello, this is Igoro, host of the Igoro Show, and you are listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. So keep your ears open and your mouth shut.
Hey, welcome to the Steve and Crypto Show, presented by thestevestrout.com. This is episode 133. Do you got a rhyme for us?
I don't have to pee, so.
Okay, well, that's.
I already took care of that.
That rhymes, and I'm also glad you don't have to use the restroom.
Yeah.
Yet. So, if anybody else has to go pee, press pause, go pee real quick.
We'll wait.
And then come back, and CryptoZoo will tell you how you can support this lovely, lovely podcast.
You just rhymed. You unintentionally rhyme every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a natural lyricist.
Yeah.
Or something.
I appreciate your support for the art form.
Let's see if you can rhyme something with Patreon.
Oh. They be on Patreon. And we love you guys for it. We love all of you that have joined Patreon. So if you have joined, you don't need to hear all of this. But if you haven't, we suggest you go over to patreon.com/SteveCrypto. Go check out all the content we have there. We've spoiled a few movies. We've talked about like adventures that we've gone on and different things. Told Steve about going to see Bert Kreischer and a whole bunch of comedians out at the Gorge. There's all kinds of different content there. Go check it out. It's kind of just extra things that aren't really related to the show. There's an assortment of content there for you to check out. We just put up a new piece all about the Kung Fu Vampire show that I had out at Port Hadlock on Halloween night. And so we kind of dove into that conversation a little bit. But yeah, it's all there waiting for you. Patreon.com/SteveCrypto.
That's where we like to let you guys in a little more and our lives outside of the Steve and Crypto Show. And it's as little as a dollar a month. You can pledge and get access to all the stuff.
That's right. If you give us $500 a month, you can have all of it. If you give us $5 a month, you can have all of it.
A dollar will get you all of it.
Yeah. You could give us $500 a month. You'll get all of it. See how, what I did there?
Yeah. Just go check it out. It's probably something that interests you. And if you have ideas of other stuff you'd want us to do on there, let us know.
Join us over at Buy Me a Coffee. You can head over to buymecoffee.com/SteveCrypto. And that's a great way to support this show. So if you're listening and you feel like you want to contribute and you want to help out to have our show progress and grow, that's a great way to do it. Everything that we get there goes towards improving the gear, improving our merchandise, and helps us get to events that we've been invited to. It helped us get to Grit City Comic Show, which we're going to talk about in a little while. But again, go to buymecoffee.com/SteveCrypto.
It's a good way to support without, if you don't want to pledge a monthly amount, you can just kick, you know, a little tip.
Yeah, you want to give us $500 just once? Then that's fine. Go over there.
Just once.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and the holiday season is right around the corner. Well, we're in the holiday season now, but Christmas is right around the corner. And
you got gift ideas?
Well, I'm not going to spoil them here.
I think you got gift ideas.
Sure. I got a couple.
Who wouldn't like a nice mug?
I got a couple ideas. Would you like me to reveal them?
I'm not saying
them?
For us. I'm saying for people to buy each other listening.
Oh, I'm picking up what you're throwing down. Yeah. I got it. I guess I can reveal that. So we have some lovely present ideas. And if you want to head over to Etsy.com/shop/StephenCryptoMerch, you can check them out. There is a coffee mug with our names on it. There are two different t-shirt designs.
Two different t-shirts.
Not one, but two different t-shirt designs. And we also have a coffee, well, not coffee mug. I keep messing up here. We have a magnet for your fridge that is wonderful, and it's just going to make your fridge shine. I mean, mine's glowing right now as we speak.
Don't false advertise our shit. The only thing we can guarantee is that stuff does taste better out of the mug.
Don't read the reviews where they complain constantly and tell you that your fridge won't glow, because they're liars.
Yeah, anybody that's saying that,
they're lying. Glowed. But yeah, head over to Etsy, check out what we have to offer, and if you guys pick anything up, please take a picture when you get it and let us see it. I mean, we know what it looks like, but we want to see you holding it.
They can show us on our social media accounts.
Ooh, they sure could. You can follow us at CryptoZoo88 and at the Steve Strout. We also have a Facebook group, which you could post your pictures in there if you want, or anything that you're working on. So look for the Stephen Crypto Show on Facebook and you'll find the group. We have like 900 people in there that are all artistic in their own way, or they're just horror fans and into the show. So there's a big audience waiting to see what you're working on. So if you have like a comic or a music video or a script for a movie or something like that, you want to put a piece of it in there, go ahead. We encourage you to do that.
Yeah, share your crowdfunding thing if you're working on, you know, you got a campaign going to get a comic book out or a movie or anything, share it in there. We encourage it. And, you know, if it's something cool that we like, we might even invite you to come on the show and tell us more about it, because that's our main goal. We love pop culture, particularly horror, but we really like promoting other creatives.
That's right. Maybe you even have your own podcast. And if it's on the pop culture side, or even better, on the horror side of things, then go ahead and share the next guest that you have coming up, or maybe a audio clip from one of your episodes. But whatever you're working on, if it's not religious and it's not political, then we welcome it.
I'm actually scrolling through the group right now and seeing some of the stuff people have posted recently. Like I mentioned, movie crowdfunding campaign. There's an Indiegogo link for The Farmhouse Murders. It's a horror film that's in the works from Kevin Duffy, who is, funny story, he was in, I know you guys heard me mention the Stoner Snakes movie from MMH Productions, that I did a voice for one of the snakes.
Milo.
For Milo. Kevin played a character that I killed in the movie. But he's working on this film that looks pretty good. It's got a pretty good cast of people that I've been involved in projects before, and it sounds like it's going to be pretty good. But there's that in that group posted. There's a couple, you know, funny memes. There's Indie Horror Junkie magazine that's in there. It's a great magazine covering indie horror, whether it be models, filmmakers, all kinds of stuff. There's authors. Like, I had our friend TJ Tranchel. I interviewed him for the magazine. So if you check it out, I think it was issue 6, you could find the interview I did in there. I've been trying to teach myself how to write stuff, because, I don't know, I suck at life, and I need something cool going on, and I just like to try to be creative and just do all kinds of shit. Like, sometimes I put a little too much on my plate, but I have fun still. Stuff I love. What else we got in there? That's just the tip of the iceberg of what's going on in there. There's all kinds of cool stuff in the Stephen Crypto Show Facebook group. So go check that out. He mentioned where we're at on social media, on X and Instagram. He's CryptoZoo88. I'm the Steve Strout. You got the group. What else do we got out there?
I think we about covered most of the basic things.
Yeah, I feel like something's missing. I know we have some friends that we always like to mention, like Halloween Shirt Company.
That's right, of course. So they are a great, what we like to call, retro company. They have designs that kind of remind you of like old school, you know, pumpkins and cats and bats and ghosts and stuff like that. It's really a nice way that they package all their merchandise. It all kind of has a similar theme. Just the art style is really cool, really classic. But yeah, go check out Halloween Shirt Company. Look them up on Instagram for some examples of what they have to offer. And then go to their website and pick something out, and either for yourself or for somebody for Christmas, or maybe even both.
Or me.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming. Then, of course, Expedition Roasters. We definitely love talking about them. They were so generous to send us a little care package of some amazing coffee blends to sample, particularly their Monster series and their Coffee Verse. They had a bunch of great flavors that we tried. Go back in the last handful of episodes and we talked about them a bunch. There might be more coming. We'll see. But we're still going to promote them and hype them. And of course, you could go to their website, order yourself some coffee. We definitely recommend checking out some of the Monster blends. And if you do buy anything, when you go to checkout, use the code SteveCrypto and save some money. We like to make sure you save money. And also, as you heard at the top of the episode, the little promo for the Deluxe Edition Network, or we like to call it the Den, it is a collective of over 20 and growing podcasts that are all independent, but we're all working together to help each other grow and promote each other's shows. There's a ton of great stuff covering sports and pop culture and just movies and horror and what else? Just self-help stuff, all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, there's something for everybody there.
There's definitely something for everybody. And every month, they select podcast of the month. And this month, it is the Deluxe Edition Podcast, who are the people who started the network. It's a great show. They have a lot of great guests.
Yeah.
And they got a cool thing going with this network. It's helping a lot of good independent shows get out there. And there's always a second podcast.
The second one. I feel like I've heard of them before.
I've heard of the second show. They're, I guess they're based out of the Northwest, and they talk about pop culture and horror, and they have a lot of amazing interviews. They sound like some really fucking handsome motherfuckers. Like, I don't know why they don't have video stuff. It's weird. Like, they should, but they don't. It's odd. But their voices are just magical.
Crisp.
Angelic and just perfect. They never mumble. They never slur their words.
No, they never mess up.
They never make inappropriate jokes. They don't make fart jokes. They definitely don't say a lot of swear words. I don't think I ever heard those motherfuckers swear once. Like, crazy. But yeah, the other podcast of the month for the Deluxe Edition Network is us.
It's us. I was thinking, are you going to get to it or what? We just hype it up for like 30 minutes. Oh, yeah, it's us.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, no, what's funny is, like, I'm sitting here with this thing plugged in, and I thought I was plugged in to the power source.
Oh.
And I'm not, so I need to find me some power. Carry on. Like, tell them about some of the shows that you like on a Deluxe Edition Network while I'm fucking making sure we don't lose power. And
well, there's another local show called Barstool Film School, and I like those guys. They're fun to listen to. Local meaning like they're from here.
They're from
same,
our town. Yeah.
Yeah, same town as us, and for a little while, we kind of thought we were the only podcasters in the area. So yeah,
we thought we were the kings.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool to discover them, you know. And I went to school with one of them, too. So We actually had them on our show a few episodes back.
Over Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, part three of the Halloween episodes, I believe. Yeah. Same one that we had Kung Fu Vampire on. So go check that out. Yeah, they're fun to listen to. The Deluxe Pod. I'm getting bad with the names, but I know there's a couple more, and it doesn't help if I don't give you the names. So, just go check out Den.
After a long day of work, we kind of get to forgetting what the hell we're talking about sometimes.
Yeah, but go.
There's all the good shows. There's, what do we got? We had the Quad Pro Quo podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Who else do we got? I did mention Deluxe Edition. Spoil My Movie, I believe.
Oh, that's right. They're fun.
They're good. We're going to make a list, and we're gonna tell you some of them.
Yeah.
How's that sound? Not right now.
Yeah. Some other time, we'll showcase a bunch of them that we like.
Someday. Eventually. Once we have time.
Yeah, but for now, you can just go on like Instagram or Facebook and look up Deluxe Edition Network, and you'll probably see a bunch of people that have tagged that name, so you can find a bunch of them that way. Like, okay, this show and this show are all a part of it. They're constantly promoting, and so yeah, that's a good way to
just go to deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Yeah,
and you can find a list of
you can see the whole list. If you're a sports fan, there's a couple sports shows there. There's a few horror related shows. Not even not just us. There's something for everybody.
The Graveyard Club's a good show.
Yeah, I was trying to think of... I knew there was a name that had a graveyard in it.
There's a lot of them. There's so many good shows. I just like I visualized their like logos.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I know there's one with a hand. I'm like,
what the fuck is that one?
Yeah. There's one with a hand popping up. Yeah, and it's Graveyard Club.
Yeah, they changed their logo. Their new logo is awesome.
Oh.
Have you seen their new logo?
No, I like the old one. Oh, that's cool too. Cool
too. Yeah,
it's like a Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
it's pretty neat.
The deluxeeditionnetwork.com, and like I said, there's the podcast of the month this month are the Deluxe Edition podcast, and what was the other one? I forgot.
Oh, it's those nerdy horror loving guys. Beav and Scripto show.
What did Svengoolie call it?
That's what he said. Yeah, the Beav and Scripto show.
I think he said like the Cleave and Scripto.
I don't know. I want to say it's Beav and Scripto.
We'll have to look.
But
I'm going to use that promo in this episode.
You're not going to find them at the Deluxe Edition Pod, but you will find Steve and Crypto show.
Oh yeah, those guys.
Yeah,
That's the other podcast of the month.
Yeah, those guys.
Not to mention, last month you were actually the podcaster of the week. 1 week.
That's right.
Was that November or October?
That was last month.
That's a blur.
I don't know. Yeah, it was last month. That was cool.
So also last month was the month we were a guest at the Grit City Comic Show, which was fun, which is the whole point of this episode.
Yep.
To talk a little about that. Again, before we get into that, we did record a few segments at the show. We record a segment of us talking about what is going on, like in the moment.
Yeah, literally just sitting at our merch table in the hallway.
Had a little fun and made some jokes. And you say, like, sitting at our merch table in the hallway, like we got put in timeout or something. Like in school. Remember when you were like bad in class and you had to go sit out in the hallway like a dingus? Did you ever have to do that?
Yeah, maybe once or twice. Yeah,
I did a lot of times. I spent a lot of time out there.
I was a pretty quiet kid. Like, I was the one laughing when other people were getting in trouble. You know, like I wasn't the troublemaker, but I'd be there laughing at whatever was going
on. I was both. I was a jerk. Like, I was a good student. Like, if I got along well, if I vibed well with my teacher,
yeah,
I'd fucking aced everything. But if I didn't, it was just like scraping by. Like, I would just find reasons to get booted out of class or something. I just couldn't be there. I couldn't deal with it. Like, I remember just being like, hey, can I go use the restroom? I was like, not right now. And I'm like, fuck you. And he's like, get out. Thank you. And I would just leave and like
go to the restroom.
I would just leave.
Yeah.
We had a spot down the road from my school. I probably shouldn't be sharing this, but we had a spot. it was like a little park, I guess, called the Falls. And it was literally supposed to be the spot where, like, you know, like the Last of the Mohicans story where, like, the Indians were native were running and they jumped over to a fucking waterfall or some shit. This was supposed to be where that happened.
Yeah.
And, like, we would go there and there were just, like, chill spots out there to, you know, some people smoke weed. And there was a little corner store over by it that, for some reason, the guy would sell me alcohol when I was in high school. It was awesome. So I would be out there, you know, fucking third period, fucking drinking 40s, like, chilling.
Boy, we had a little store just right down the road from the school here in town, Mountain View, which is now a police station. And that little store would sell penny candy. They didn't sell us booze, but I could go and get penny candy.
Yeah, cool. I'd rather have a 40-ounce any day. You could keep
your fucking... I was thinking, how lame. Like, we would go and get, you know, jawbreakers, and you're going and buying tequila.
Like, nah, bro, I got 40s of fucking goddamn drinking St. Ides and shit.
Yeah.
Lunch, like, break. And
you can keep your now and laters. I got this vodka over here.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'm glad my mom don't listen to the show. I don't know. In school, I graduated, on time, and I did well. Some situation I scraped by because I just didn't vibe with the instructors and teachers. Like, honestly, I didn't really hang out with a lot of the people my age either. I always hung out with older people.
Yeah.
Or I would like straight up skip school to go to work. I've always loved working. Like, I would have my boss, who was like I wanted to say a father figure, but I guess a father figure wouldn't call the school and be like, "This is Steve's dad. He's not coming in today." So they wouldn't call my parents. I guess that's not a good father figure, but he told me about hard work and making money, which is, anyways, what the fuck? We're talking about Grit City Comic Show.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you're talking about, like, you know, your old days in class and whatnot, and it did bring up a fun memory for me. Like I said, I wasn't really a troublemaker, but I would, you know, couldn't help but laugh if something was going on in the class, whether it was disruptive or not. Yeah. My friends and I would be on the side laughing while the kid was getting in trouble or scolded by the teacher. Yes. So in ninth grade, I was in math class, and one of the kids behind us was just doing something stupid, but we could not stop laughing. My friend and I were just, like, crying laughing. And even the math teacher had a smile on his face, and he kind of pats us on the shoulders. He's like, "Come on, boys, get it together now." And, you know, we're like, "We're sorry, man. We just can't stop laughing."
Remember how funny it was when it was quiet in class and somebody would fart?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you're sitting in those, like, hard plastic seats that are attached to the table. Hell yeah. And there's no way to hide that shit either.
Ripped.
Yeah. There's no way to just, like, quietly let it out. It hits that hard seat.
Yeah, that was good times. Good times.
Now, see, you guys can see why we are the podcast of the month. This is top-notch
this
content.
This is kind of the weird, random shit we go off on Patreon, too.
I was going to say, we're giving you this for free. This is Patreon content. You should be paying for it. But we love you guys, so you're getting this one for free.
Let's get to the content that people want.
I thought we were talking about the content that they want, but never mind.
Yeah, that's the content that we want because we hate that we're getting old. We like to relive our childhood. Same difference, I guess, in this case, memories.
Right.
Grit City Comic Show takes place in Tacoma, Washington, usually in November. We've been guests the last couple of years. And first of all, thanks to James Taylor, the main man behind the show, and his crew.
Yeah.
We like that guy. He's always been good to our show, and we love promoting his show.
Yep.
And it's a good relationship. It's a great show for the community because it's way more family-friendly and affordable and accessible, and they do better. There's another huge Comic-Con out here. Like, I mean, they have great guests and everything, but they kind of basically shut out all the talented local artists and creators and stuff, which is a bummer because here in the Northwest, we have a ton of super talented people. and none of them could get into the show anymore, which started as like our big Northwest show now, which is yeah. like, I don't know, it's just, you should showcase your local talent.
Yeah. Yeah. This, Grit City is definitely more, of a showcase for local artists, and it definitely has more of a back to basics convention feel. There are a lot more, comic book boxes to more, dig through.
There's actually more comics than Funko Pops.
Yeah. There's a lot of comics and just, I mean, you could spend time probably, you could spend an hour at one table just digging around.
Like, you know, our last few events that we've done, our friend James has joined us, tagged along, helped out at the table and stuff. And he's a big comic guy. He might actually pop in on this episode. We'll see if time permits. But he might pop in and talk a little bit about it and more. But he usually goes and leaves with a ton of comics. He spends hours going through books to fill. You know, he has his pull list and he goes through and he fills a lot of slots. Like a couple of years ago, he went and he had a long box and he filled that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. There's times we'll go, he'll tag along and he'll be gone for a while. And, you know, I'll be like, Steve, have you seen James? Yeah, like, he's been gone for like 2 hours.
Into the bottom of a comic bin somewhere like
yeah. that. Trying to dig his way out.
Yeah, so that's a different James. Not the same James that runs Grit City.
Yeah.
But hopefully next year we'll be back there again and they have another good guest. Like, if you guys, the episode before we went to Grit City, we talked with Russell Hodgkinson from Z Nation and a bunch of other cool stuff that you heard him talk about on the show. He was there. We got to hang out with him a little bit. Super cool guy. Nice guy. Him.
Yeah. He came over to our table and, you know, it was nice to get to see him there and chat for a minute. It seemed like people were treating him well.
Yeah, he was busy. Like, it was cool. Like,
yeah,
he's a local celebrity.
Yeah, you know? When I was walking on the floor, I was going to go say hi to him, but he had a line waiting. So, yeah.
Busy all day. That was good to see. So we got to hang with him a little bit. Like I said, we did record some segments throughout the day. We did, I think I mentioned already, that we chatted and kind of did like spurred a moment and a little, I don't know if I want to call it play-by-play, but we were just like in the moment and just talking about what was going on. I think we made a couple of jokes about stuff happening around us. And
yeah, we were on site. We were checking out all the things around us. I mean, there were all kinds of crazy costumes. I think we probably mentioned some, but I mean, there were Spider-Men, Spider-Women. There were all kinds of...
There was a... Since we're talking about costumes, I might as well give a little shout out to Mackenzie. She goes by Pastel Cutie Modeling on Instagram. She came through and took a little photo at the table with us for the, you know, the Harley Quinn hanging out at the Stephen Crypto booth. Like, right. I think I put that up in a story and stuff around, I think, the same day. I don't know. Yeah. You guys might have seen it, but
yeah.
Pretty good costume she had. Good cosplayer, seemed like a cool person and always liked to promote people. So
yeah.
Check her out.
Like every con, there's, I mean, many people you'll come across that look like they spent a long, long time on their costumes.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's all different styles of cosplayers there. It's cool to see events like this bring so many different people together. And all the vendors and the artists, I mean, they're just such a variety.
Yeah, definitely a variety. Then there's always all the old friends and stuff we see.
Yeah, we see a lot of familiar faces there.
Like Scott Adams, of course, who, he was one of our first guests on this show.
Yep.
Like he wasn't the first guest, but he was up there. He was one of the earliest guests.
Probably in the top five, yeah.
Go check that. Go way back to the beginning and listen to our chat with Scott.
Yep.
He talks about his supernatural ninja comic series called Sakoto. It's pretty good. He's still working on that, pumping out issues, so that's cool. It's always good to chat with him and see him.
One company that has been there at Grit City the last few years, they actually help out with the t-shirt designs, because they always have a like a new shirt for Grit City every year. They also help out at Crypticon.
Yep.
And they are called Fingers Duke. They're out of Bremerton, Washington. And they do great like screen prints, and you can watch them do it right there. Like you,
that's the cool part.
Yeah, you go up to their booth, you can tell them like what color shirt you want and the size, and you pick out the design, and they will make it right there in front of you. It's really cool to see. So shout out to them again. Thank you guys for hooking me up with a shirt.
It's an art, like screen printing.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely art, and those guys do it really well. And
yeah,
they always have a super cool crew, you know. Yeah, check them out. They have an online presence, and I know they have a shop, and you could buy stuff, not just like Grit City comic show shirts. They have a lot of other stuff. I think they still might have a page with designs from Jeff Varighi.
They might, yeah. They
think they do.
They brought a bunch of different designs there. Yeah. Like they had like a Alien one or Alien versus Predator, something like that. They have a few different designs that Ooh. They usually have on site at the event that aren't Grit City related. And if you find yourself in Bremerton, Washington, go downtown by the ferry and you can go to their storefront and check that out. Yep. Also, while you're down there, go to the arcade that's like right across the street from them.
There's a couple.
Yeah, there's a couple arcades down there. There's one called Another Castle, which is more of like a barcade type of place. But if you have kids with you, go to the one across from Fingers Duke called Quarters. They have plenty of different arcade machines, but there's like half a dozen pinball machines. Yep. So if you're a pinball wizard like we are, you're going to want to check that out.
I mean, I don't call myself a wizard, but
I was just making a connection to the song, Pinball Wizard.
I've been known to throw some money at pinball machines.
I've always wanted one in my house.
Oh, yeah.
But
if you could have any one pinball machine that you've seen, what would you have?
Oh, man. Well, when I was a kid, I always wanted to buy the South Park pinball machine that they had inside the arcade of the Silverdale Mall. And at one point, it was for sale for like $2,000. You know, I wish I would have been able to buy that.
You should have. You didn't have $2,000 when you were 12?
My parents just wouldn't buy that for me. Can you believe it?
Cheap.
You know, I thought they were good people, too.
Yeah, right?
Can't even spend $2,000 on a pinball machine.
Cheap money.
But, I don't know, man. That's a hard call. Maybe like Ghostbusters or Star Wars or something. I don't know. It's a hard decision.
I think I want an Elvira machine.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun. I haven't got to play the Creature from the Black Lagoon one.
Yeah.
Which you've sent me pictures of some shop that has one.
Oh, that's right. Out on Bainbridge Island. Yeah. Yep.
I still haven't played that yet. I want to. That's cool as shit. There's a really sick Godzilla one that come out in the last couple of years, too. That's really nice.
I think that Quarters Arcade
Quarters
might
does have it. That's what made me just think of it.
They have Godzilla. There's a Mandalorian one. They have a Foo Fighters pinball machine.
That's a
really
fun
cool.
machine.
Yeah.
I played that. That was fun. They have a Tron one.
Tron. Too. Yep. They have six different ones. I can't remember what the other ones are. Ghostbusters might be one of them.
Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah.
Dang, I need to go back there.
They got a lot to pick from there. That's a cool arcade. It's really neat.
But yeah. Grit City. Grit City. Who else? We had some other people come by and visit. Lance Seawright, area guy that's into our show, and he's always super supportive. And he came through and grabbed some merch and grabbed a few issues of a Stapled Spine that I had there that I wrote in. He's always a good dude. It's always good to see him. Funny story how I met him. He was I was at another convention up here. I don't need a name, but I was sitting, taking a little break, grabbed a slice of pizza because it was at Fairgrounds and they have pretty good pizza. So I was chilling out for a minute. Had to take a break from spending all my goddamn money on Star Wars action figures. So I'm sitting there and I see this big tall mohawk walk by with a yellow shirt I caught out of the corner of my eye. And I was like, is that a Psycho Ape shirt? Now, a Psycho Ape, if you listen to our show, Addison Binnick, who's been on multiple times, he's the man behind Psycho Ape, and he came on to hype Psycho Ape 2, which was on its way soon. But he's a guy from out in the Midwest, and I really didn't think anybody from here had heard of it.
Yeah.
Not too many people, you know? But I seen it, and I was like, no, is that really a Psycho Ape shirt? And I, like, lost a dude in the crowd. Like, scarfed down my pizza real fast and fucking burnt my mouth and, like, tried to find him. And it took, like, you know, like, 2 hours later, I was in this convention is set up in multiple buildings. So I was in one of the other buildings, and I was talking to, I think I was talking to Mark Monlux. I think you know him. He's a local artist. He does a lot of cool, like, classic monster kind of stuff. He's the one that made that game. He was also at Grit City, but he's the one that made that horror movie bingo game.
Oh, okay.
That guy, he's a great fucking dude. We'll have to play that sometime. Horror movie bingo.
Yeah, we should.
But I was chatting with him, and like mid-sentence, I seen fucking Psycho Ape Mohawk guy. And I was like, oh shit, I'll be right back. And I had to run off and go up like, hey, to be a weirdo, dude, but how do you know this movie? And so we got to chatting and became buds over that. Like, we bonded over it, and I told Addison about it, and he was thought that was like the coolest shit ever because,
yeah,
you know,
word is traveling
country. Yeah,
word is traveling.
It's a good movie though.
Isn't it cool how just a t-shirt can spark conversation like that? Like,
I think that's in the people that are into the horror genre.
Yeah,
because like you can't, like if you go to, like, you see Cade walking down the road with a Nirvana t-shirt, be like, oh yeah, I love Nirvana. They're probably going to turn their nose up.
Yeah.
But if you, or see, they just somebody, think
it's like a clothing brand.
If you see some dude wearing like a fucking, you know, a Terrifier t-shirt, like, oh, I fucking love Terrifier.
Yep.
You're probably going to get into a conversation.
What's
with
your
them.
Favorite part? Yeah.
Just, yeah. And
we could be friends. Let's go do karate in the garage now.
Yeah, there you go. That's the thing about horror fans. Like, the community is tight.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was some horror fans at Grit City, but you had something.
Doesn't it, well, just on that subject still before we get away from it, doesn't it kind of make you sad though when you actually go out of your way to say something to somebody and they don't give you a good response? I've done that before. You're like, oh man, I love your t-shirt. And they're like, thanks. And, you know, or it's just, they don't even say anything or whatever. Like, oh, way to kill my spirit.
Yeah, but most of the time it's probably not a horror fan.
Wanted to speak up to this stranger about your shirt and maybe, you know, not saying like we're gonna go hang out and have dinner afterwards or anything, but like, hey, I'm going out of my way. I'm an introvert, but I'm gonna go and say hello to this person. Like, dude, I love that shirt. That's awesome. And then they don't even say anything.
Yeah.
How lame. You just killed it.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought. Okay.
We're talking about Grit City.
Grit City.
And if you guys came by our booth, if you guys went to Grit City, anybody that's listening, and you came by our booth and you decide to, well, if you're giving us a shot right now, we thank you. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you. Thanks to all the people that stopped by and recorded little chats with us. We got Troy, who is the man behind Crypticon. He kind of stays behind the scenes, but he runs the show, which that's shaping up to be awesome. Like, I'm hyped. Joe Dante is going to be there.
Joe Dante is the man behind Gremlins. I'm really excited about that. And The Howling.
Yeah. Piranha.
Barbara
Crampton. I've been wanting to meet her. Like, she'd been at Crypticon before years ago, and I missed that year. I've been wanting to meet her. I'm excited to meet her. She's fucking amazing.
Like, she was in Night of the Comet, right?
No.
No, what's the one I'm thinking of?
She was in, like,
Chopping
Reanimator,
Mall.
Chopping Mall. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of shit.
Well, I was just thinking, like, they had a guest last year, a couple guests from Chopping Mall, and so they must have noticed that...
No, a couple guests from Ready to Comet, one from Chopping
Mall. Or one from Chopping Mall, that's right. But they noticed that those two were pretty popular last year, so I'm sure that this year will be no different, and those same fans that met those ladies last year are going to be looking forward to meeting her as well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. A lot of people, that's a cool thing about these shows, like Grit City and
Crypticon.
They're like regional and it gives us all a chance to kind of like reunite. It's almost, I always call it like
family reunion,
our nerd reunion, you know what I mean? A horror nerd reunion, like every year. And it's always just cool. It's just chill. Everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
It's always safe situations. You're not full, you're not shoulder to shoulder like you would be at like Emerald City.
Right. Yeah. There's room to breathe.
People smell better.
Yeah. They smell better. They're friendly. You're all there for the same thing. And even the longest line that you'll wait in, even the longest line that you'll end up waiting in at Crypticon is not going to be nearly as long as the lines for the big Seattle Comic Con.
Yeah. I mean, Emerald you're not going to get, you know, cast members from the Avengers and shit at Grit City. But you are going to get more personable, more time, more conversation with creators and guests and,
oh yeah,
and artists and stuff. So it's really, it's a great show.
Yep.
It's like you called it earlier, back to basics. It's a comic book show first and foremost. But you find a bit of everything.
Yeah.
If you're a pop culture fan, you know, anime, horror, everything. Mm-hmm. Everything you're into, you could find something. Like, and it's very, I always stress that it's very family friendly, which is, I think, is an important part, because we need to start teaching the youngins about the cool shit.
Right. And if you're on a budget, I mean, you can get into Grit City.
Tickets are cheap.
For like 10, 15 bucks.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yep. Not bad at all. I think, why don't we get into, rather than keep rambling and repeating ourselves, let's just get into these little conversations we had with people. Like I mentioned, we had Troy. We have us. We have each other. We talked with...
As we got each other.
We talked with...
What song is that? What TV show is that from?
I don't even remember. I
just showing my age.
It in my head, but yeah. And we talked with Justin from the Grit City podcast. Justin, who used to be... he is a local radio guy, but he used to be pretty well known... Better known locally as the Rev and Fuego from another... Probably one of the most popular radio shows in the Northwest. Probably in freaking history.
The Men's Room.
No, he was from the morning show.
Or the morning show, but 99.9.
Yeah.
KSW.
But he's not with that radio station anymore, unfortunately. He's with another channel more behind the scenes. But he has a really awesome podcast called the Grit City Podcast, where they discussed, you know, stuff with a Northwest flavor. Like, he'll tell you about it when we get to that segment. So let's just jump in, check out some of these segments and stuff we recorded at Grit City. We'll be back with a little treat, wink wink, in a few minutes. Check out some of our great promos from our past guests and stuff, which we always sprinkle throughout. I'll try to remember to use the Svengoolie one, like I said, so we could clarify that pen joke that he made.
It's Beav and Scripto. I know it. Yeah. I've heard that enough. I know it is.
See, you listen back to the show. Like, once I'm done with it, I'm like, all right. Because when I edit it, I hear it over and over and
right.
over, and I play it through, and it's like, all right, it's done. I'm fucking done with it.
I listen so that I know where to improve myself.
It's like, I don't want to hear my fucking voice one more time. Or I'm
yeah. Don't think, you guys listening, don't think that I'm listening back just to hear myself talk. I'm listening so that I can improve. I'm like, okay, try not to fumble so much. Try not to say, you know, so
you
much.
Know, you know, you heard.
But, you know, that's it happens.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? All right. Check out our stuff from Grit City. And if you were there and came and said hi, like you said, thank you. We appreciate it. Check it out, and we will be back in a bit to say goodbye.
Hey, it's Svengoolie from MeTV. You see me every Saturday night, but right now you're listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. Don't confuse that with the Beav and Scripto Show, which is Jerry Mathers talking to a pen. You might have to Google that one. Anyway, and please continue to support the horror hosts who are all out there. You know, I'm very grateful for your support and the fact that we've nationally been successful has actually shown some TV markets that there is a need for hosted horror. So it's great that we're continuing the genre, and we need your support. So please keep supporting Horror Hosts. We thank you. I do too.
Hey, we are on site at the Grit City Comics Show here in Tacoma, Washington, hanging out on November 11th. And this is our second time here as guests.
Second?
Maybe third? Even third.
Third? Second?
I
don't know. We've been here before.
Yeah.
We've
it's definitely
here.
Our
they
second.
They like us here.
I can say that. It's definitely our second time at least.
I think they like us here more than they like us at home.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it kind of
sure.
It kind of seems that way sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're coming to a pop culture convention, everybody is excited about pop culture and comic books and
yeah.
horror and fun stuff like that. There's a lot of cool costumes walking around.
What's the best one you've seen then?
Oh man.
Since
well, I mean, there's a big dude that just walked by in a green robot costume. I don't know what it
is. I think it's like Halo or something.
Is that Halo? It looked a little bigger than the average.
You're supposed to know.
Halo.
You're the video game guy.
I know, but I don't even know if that's from a video game or not. I don't know what that is. That could be an anime thing.
I'm like 90% sure it's Halo.
Okay. Well, maybe. I did see a Master Chef walking around earlier.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is, right?
I mean, maybe.
Iron Chef.
He looked a little big for a Master Chef.
Yeah.
He like didn't even have a cutting knife with him or anything.
Yeah, you could like beat Bobby Flay or whatever.
He didn't have a kitchen knife. Nothing. Didn't look like he was a prepared.
He's not even a chef. He worked at McDonald's.
That's, that's what they like to say back there. Like, we need more chicken McNuggets.
Yeah,
yes,
chef.
Chef.
Yes, chef.
Yes, yeah. chef.
Yeah. Extra pickles on that cheeseburger.
Yes, yes, chef. So,
and make sure you completely miss the bun when you put the burger on it. Anyways,
we are hanging out in the lobby here. Our friends at Grit City Podcast are next door.
Yep.
They are recording right now as we speak.
Yeah, yeah.
You might even be able to hear it.
Maybe. We'll tell you where you can hear it later.
The Lego folks are here.
Yeah, our good old Lego friends.
Yeah, last year we were right next to them. This year there's a little bit of space.
We were like under the Legos. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of wade through the
dark
Legos.
Shadow, and there was like some
over
rain
in the
falling.
Corner.
We were inside, and it was raining on our table somehow.
Right.
And
it was
nice and sunny on their side, but there's some distance this time. They have some kick ass stuff over there. Gotta say,
they definitely had that cool stuff last year when we didn't like them, but
you still can't help but look. I mean, they have a Lego Mecha Godzilla. They have Predator sitting in his throne. There's like a bunch of like Mickey Mouse and Simpsons characters in this city. There's different scenes of Wolverine like fighting a Sentinel. There's one of like Wolverine and the Hulk having a fight in the woods. It's really cool.
I must have missed that one.
Check out my pictures. I posted some
things.
This
guy actually has the McDonald's colors.
Should we ask him, what are you?
No,
are you a robot?
No, he'll probably
he's a robot
offended.
Toy from McDonald's.
They're like too serious about their shit. He'd get offended.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to offend.
And that really makes me feel old by asking that, too. And what are you supposed to be?
I don't make it in
young
my
man.
Daily. My part of my daily routine does not include insulting Voltron knockoffs. I don't know. I'll stop. That's
so
not nice.
Was he a GoBot?
I don't know. I'll just leave it alone.
I know what he is. He's waiting to kick our asses in the parking lot. That's what he is.
You know how people, when they don't understand something or somebody or something's different, they're just mean about it. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, we're not trying to be that.
Yeah, unless you're fucking Legos. And fuck you. How you guys doing? People are coming by the table. Do you listen to podcasts? You guys should check us out.
If you like horror and you like pop culture, then hopefully you'll enjoy it. Our friend James is here.
They won't. They won't enjoy it. They won't.
James has been giving everybody his money.
What'd you got there? Our sidekick just came back. Where the hell did you find those?
I got to go find them, too.
Over by the bathroom.
You're going to have to watch our table.
Here, take over.
Okay.
Might have to get some. I don't know.
What?
There's somebody
freeze-dried
here
freeze-dried caramel apples.
There's somebody here with freeze-dried candy and caramel
What's
apples.
What's the company name?
Skittles. And we're trying to figure out the name of the company. Apparently their labels are hard to read. I could. It's called Galactic Druid Treats LLC. And I tried to tell you the QR code, but I don't speak that language.
He showed up to the table with a container of freeze-dried Skittles.
He's marching. Go ahead, bro. Walking hard over there. Very good, very good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll try them. I've had them before, I think. I think they're freeze-dried Skittles. I've had...
Yeah, they are.
What was it? We've tried the Skittles. I think I got some... Was it like freeze-dried cotton candy or something like that? They had a couple different things.
I've had like a freeze-dried, like caramel things. Manager's, like, were amazing.
Oh, yeah. The flavor is intensified.
Yeah.
Anybody out there that is curious about it, like...
Freeze-dried candy corn?
If you go somewhere that has freeze-dried stuff, I suggest it. Give it a shot.
What? Somebody found a way to freeze dry candy corn. I like candy corn. I don't know about freeze dried though. I don't know. I'm gonna have to try. I'm gonna have to go look after before the day ends. But we've been, of course, spending money because that's what happens at these shows.
Yeah. Spending money on pretzels that are hard as a rock.
Oh, God. That's probably the only gripe about this pretzel. Convention. The only problem with this convention was that damn pretzel that you came back in.
Yeah, they should change the sign to hard pretzels.
I kind of think I might have hurt myself trying to squeeze the thing.
Yeah.
It was rough. But, yeah, man, we're having a good day. We're going to probably chat with some people here in a minute. Buddies from Grit City. This is mine. I'm not sharing this. I'm not sharing.
He has his germs on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Extra sour.
Oh, they're sour Skittles. Mm. Oh.
He didn't warn me.
Oh, okay.
James just gave me some of the freeze-dried Skittles, and it's fucking sour.
What blue Skittles?
And it's really sour.
Huh.
But yeah, so I bought some stuff. I bought... couple issues of Famous Monsters magazine that I didn't have. That's good. I was hoping it would have been more. What kind of shit did you buy?
These are really good.
They're really good. What'd you get?
This booth had candles and candle warmers. They're called Scentsy Independent Consultant. So just look up Scentsy.
Scentsy's a big company.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, remember like when the Avon people would sell shit in like Tupperware? This is like the new age Avon bullshit.
Okay. Well, Kelly from Scentsy had a really cool table, had some great candle warmers, had a little Frankenstein one holding a calendar.
I got a Frankenstein one. It's just a head.
Yeah.
And you put the shit in the top. But
yeah. This one had little holes in the head, so it's supposed to come out the top like that. But our household is a Slytherin household, so I had to get some Slytherin candles. It says cunning and ambition.
Cunnilingus? What?
Cunnilingus and ambition.
That's what it smells like?
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
And then I definitely wanted to mention this one. Forage Friends, Growing Motivation, a cozy-natured, inspired mobile game about self-care and building positive habits. So this is a game that's coming out that's supposed to be like Pokemon Go, but they made all these soaps and hand lotions and tea that kind of go along with each character and their traits. I have some pictures. I'll post them soon. But they had a really cool booth. It was just put together very well. They said it took 3 hours to build it. So they probably got here pretty early.
Dang.
But... yeah, the tea that I had was amazing, and they had...
Oh, they had testers out?
Yeah, yeah, they had testers of the hand lotion, and the one I tried was really nice.
Did you try the lotion?
Yeah, it was
did
nice.
Did you rub the lotion on its skin?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't want to get the hose again, right?
No, of course not. MasterChef is here. The
Master Shake.
I got three different teas. Like, there's one called the Shy Ones Blend, And you can go to foragefriends.com if you want to find out more.
Right.
It's made by fridaytea.com.
Okay.
And then, of course, I had to get a couple Funko Pops. So I got a Snoop Dogg, a DMX, and from the Mythological Collection, I had to get a Sphinx because I'm into those.
Okay. That's
what'd
cool.
What'd you get?
Like I said, I got those Famous Monsters issues. I got a few comics. I got their Dark Shadows comics. Like, I've never seen them before, so I want to check them out. They're cheap enough. I didn't really get too much else. I got some fries that were pretty good. Better than your pretzel. The fries were good, though, right?
Yeah, they were. I stood in line again just to return the pretzel, you know, and she was like, I can't touch it. And I just banged it on the counter, and I was like, here, and I broke it up.
I don't want you to touch it. You might hurt yourself.
Right, right. Yeah. I broke it in pieces in front of her, and I was like, it's hard as a rock. She was like, they're all prepared the same way or whatever. And I was like, so they're all hard as a rock? And so then I said, can I get some fries instead? And, like, I don't even like to complain. I don't like to be that person to go back.
Sometimes you gotta.
But, yeah, I mean, it just, it wasn't pleasant at all, so.
Everything else about this show has been pleasant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, that's a minor complaint, really.
I'm not sure how many vendors and artists and stuff they have. There's probably a couple hundred in there,
yeah,
easily.
It's definitely fuller than last year, from what I recall. This one seems to be a little bit busier.
I think they opened it back up more.
More vendors, more traffic, more people. I mean, it's we have an hour left, and there's still lots of traffic flow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been pretty steady all day long.
Like, right now it feels probably the busiest point, honestly.
There's all kinds of different vendors inside. It's not just comic books. There's definitely more emphasis on comics here. Lots of graded ones and lots of just boxes full where you can dig through them, you know, and find the gems.
That's what these, like, Comic-Cons and stuff have kind of gotten away from, which sucks, because Comic-Cons are built around comics.
Yeah.
Creators and actually buying and selling. And so it's good. Shows like this are good because they keep that spirit alive. Like, you go, there's other conventions I don't want to name, bigger shows that you go, and it's mostly like, we have all the exclusive toys and Funko Pops and all these big celebrities. I mean, they have celebrities here, too. Like, we have Russell Hodgkinson, who you guys heard on episode 131. We interviewed him, kind of hyped this show up a little bit.
Yeah.
But they have him here.
He's kind of today's main celebrity guest, you could say.
And then probably after him, it's us.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep. But nobody's came and got an autograph yet, which is weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know.
I think they are all, like, they're exiting, they're outside waiting, you know, they're waiting in the line. Like, when I just saw a whole bunch of people going outside, and, oh, they're just heading to the autograph line.
Did they
line.
Think we were out there?
Well, they were told in advance that that's where the autograph line is going to be. It's down the street at the Denny's.
Denny's.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be over there after the show.
I don't want to go to Denny's. I'm not going to be there.
Well, we already told the people we were going to be at Denny's after this for a signing.
Right, right. But that was a dirty trick you played on them. I had nothing
I'm
to do
sorry.
With
it. I'm sorry to you guys listening if you're over there waiting at Denny's.
It's always cool seeing Fingers Duke, who is kind of from our area. They always do an exclusive shirt here.
Yes, they do.
They have a couple cool designs. I'll take a picture of the shirt that I got.
Yeah, I
got
to make sure that I get a shirt from each event that we're here for.
Yeah. Have you been taking a bunch of pictures?
Yeah.
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 All right.
I mean, I did video inside. I'll have to go through and take more pictures. I took a few.
Yeah.
I took a few, but I mostly did a live video walking through.
We'll throw some photos up on Patreon.
Okay.
Well, so get a few good pictures and see. I've been posting all day.
You guys can at least see a walkthrough video if you want. Just go to our Facebook page, The Steven Crypto Show, and you'll see a video on there. I walked through most.
I didn't even see it. That's how exclusive it is that I haven't even seen it.
I walked through most of the room.
Yeah.
And then I decided it was time to get in the food line.
Right. So that was a long line. Let's get back to checking out more of the con, and maybe we'll talk to some people. Hype some shit up.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steven Crypto Podcast. This is Jack Rudo from the Stapled Spine fanzine here in Horror, Oregon. We write and publish everything from horror comics bands, movies, puzzles, mazes, dirty jokes, sometimes boobs. I don't know. Come find us, stapledspine.com.
All right, what is happening? We are at Grit City Comic Show, and we are visited by Troy, who is the man behind Crypticon Seattle, which is our favorite show every year. We try to make sure to be there. I don't think I missed it maybe once or twice in the last 10 years, but Troy, thanks for popping by. How long has Crypticon been running here in Seattle?
Crypticon's been running since 2008. It's 15 years. And thanks for having me, guys.
Of course, of course. So recently you guys announced a very exciting guest. You guys got Joe Dante coming. How exciting is that for you guys to be able to bring in a legend like that? I know you guys have brought in some awesome guests, but I feel like he's like next level.
Well, this is huge. I mean, he's so well known. I mean, he's top of the list. I mean, so yeah, this is really exciting for us.
What's your favorite Joe Dante project, personally?
That's a hard one for me.
Yeah.
It really is. It's, I don't know if I have one.
No.
If I don't. I'm really a huge fan of the old classic horror. That's me.
Right.
But, he's done some amazing stuff. And what I've enjoyed most, I think, out of his stuff. Now he's just good. He's just good.
He's just a legend. So you mentioned you're into the classic gore. What's some of your favorite films?
Actually, what really got me started was Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Yes. The old Universal stuff.
When I was able to bring Rico Browning, which was the creature.
Yep.
And brought him Seattle.
Yep.
Because when I was growing up, I grew up in Kodiak, Alaska as a fisherman. So that story in that movie was my life. That was it. It was pretty crazy when I was a kid.
So growing up in Alaska, how are you introduced to these movies? You would think you're living in just fishing. Like, I don't know the TV situation up there. I don't know if there was like the old horror hosted shows or anything. It was just.
No, that you're talking. I'm talking about in a time where there was nothing. We get a cassette that said Creature of the Black Lagoon, and we showed it on the boat when we were fishing. And
right.
That's, I mean, it's, we didn't have a regular channel. I mean, right. Our channel came from Denver, so it was pretty crazy. So Alaska is a remote island and it's by itself. So I got real isolated on kind of the dark side of things and really loved that particular movie, you know.
So you guys basically just did the old tape sharing thing and passed the movies around and enjoyed them.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Our favorite was Slapshot and... you know, Creature of the Black Lagoon, and you know, we just pass those back and forth.
Right.
It's a lot of fun. But what intrigues me most of all about what we do at Crypticon is what it takes to make a movie. It's not so much bringing all the celebrities, that's a real treat, but the fact that is we have a makeup contest, special effects contest, that the people have been able to take that resume and get jobs in California. So it's for me, the part of supporting the artist is big.
So what goes into running a convention on that level? Like, is it 24 hours a day of craziness?
No, just stupidity.
Yeah. Well, what made you start doing this? Did you originally start this show?
I actually saw the first original Crypticon in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And I said to myself, wow, we could do this in Seattle.
Yeah.
And so that's how it started.
And you just went for it. So how much has it grown since the beginning?
I have to say we've grown, but we're trying not to get too commercialized and outgrow ourselves in the factor of the DoubleTree. We want to keep it more like a family event, like a reunion. And it's a lot more, this is about the fun.
Yeah.
This is not about trying to outdo somebody else. This is about everybody getting together every year and really being part of a genre that they love.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about Crypticon is every year feels like a reunion, and then there's like an intimacy level of it, like with celebrities and stuff. You actually get time with them. Like, unless you go to like a big convention with celebrities, it's, you know, here's your autograph, go away. Like, here we get time face-to-face to chat and get to know people. And, you know, if you're staying at the hotel, you're going to end up at a party or at the bar, and you're going to end up drinking next to whoever. You know, I've been years back when Doug Jones was there, like, met him one day, and the next day I'm in line for coffee, and he just comes up, hey, Steve, how are you? Like, holy crap, this is, like, my favorite actor, and here he is remembering me. But you have a question?
Well, just adding on to what you were saying, not only do you give us time with these celebrity guests, but we have time to mingle with other horror fans, which is really nice, because in Port Townsend, we don't really have that opportunity. So I feel like once a year, we get to travel over to Seattle and hang out with our people, you know, and I really appreciate that feeling.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's all ages, like everybody, families, generations of people getting into it.
I mean, the fact that we've been able to do things special, unique for the genre, for like, we had a wedding at Crypticon where she arrived in a coffin. You know what I mean? Hysterical stuff. We got little kids that are just, you know, 10, 12 years old that actually get to have special makeup, special effects put on that they love. I mean, the experience of coming is very unique for, I believe.
Cool. So what's the dates on this year's show, or next year's show, 2024?
May 3rd and 5th through the 5th.
May 3rd through the 5th. And like we said, Joe Dante is going to be there. Billy Zane's going to be there from Critters and Demon Knight. I know you can't mention anybody else who's coming yet, but I'm sure you got some exciting surprises coming.
Actually, we do. Actually, we do. I think you'd be real happy about some of the celebrities we're having this year.
And where can people keep up on the latest info?
CrypticonSeattle.com.
There you go.
And pretty simple.
You can find all the social media links and follow those, and you'll get the updates as soon as they come out. So, Troy, thank you, and we look forward to seeing you in May. Getting close.
Look forward to seeing you guys there.
Hi, this is Darcy the Mail Girl from The Last Drive-In, and you're listening to the Steve and Crypto Show.
Alrighty, guys. We are hanging out with a friend, our buddy James. He is a dude who is very supportive and helpful of our show. He's been coming to our last few events and helping us set up and buying all the comics at the events.
Yeah, we appreciate him tagging along and being helpful and spending money.
So since we are hyping Grit City Comic Show, what to you sets this apart from other pop culture conventions in our area?
Well, again, thanks for having me on. First time, maybe the last time, who knows?
First time
we'll
caller.
We'll see how this goes.
First time caller.
Yeah, long time listener, first time caller. Grit City, formerly known as Jet City. As far as comic book conventions go, I think it's probably one of the more comic book oriented conventions around the Northwest. Of course, you have Emerald City, Rose City, SummerCon, which I think is starting to grow and has a lot more emphasis on comics than, say, maybe Emerald City right now. That could change, of course, depending on its popularity. Grit City is a nice, great show. It reminds me of what Jet City was maybe 10 years ago. It was small. It used to be at the Seattle Convention Center. A lot of good vendors, great vendors, one of which we're going to talk about today. I can't wait.
Yeah, so I didn't meet Roy, I believe is his name, from Galactic Druid Treats LLC.
Yep. Yeah.
You guys met him. You guys were wandering.
Yeah.
And apparently it sounds like he mistook us for our neighbors, which we mentioned earlier, the Grit City podcast.
No, so, we outlied. We just said, yeah, we're Grit, yeah, we're, Grit yeah, City. We're them, yeah. Give us some free stuff so we can plug it on
so,
our podcast.
Yeah. Due to the mistaken identity, I think he thought we were with that show. And he gave us some treats that he wanted us to try.
Yep.
So we figured we should at least try them on the show and tell you guys how good they are.
That's right. Yeah, James found them first, and then he came back and reported, and he was like, hey, they have, like, freeze-dried, nerds and Jolly Ranchers and all kinds of different things.
Skittles, man.
Candy corn, taffy.
Oh, yeah.
The Skittles, of course. I think that's
those probably, are the best.
And we did purchase those.
Yeah, Skittles were great.
Skittles were great. He ran out of the regular sort of, you know, Skittles, but
classic.
He had the sour ones, which
I think
was a great accident because I think those were some of the best sweet sour treats I've ever had.
Whatever comes of these treats that we're about to try, I'm still going to probably hit him up and order some of the Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
Because those sour Skittles were, like, real good. Like, I've had regular Skittles, but the sour ones were, like, next level.
Something about freeze-drying them, it just enhances the flavor.
Yeah.
I feel like it just brings it out more.
Yeah, they're definitely sweeter than you would imagine. You could usually wolf down, like, a handful of Skittles, you know, go through a bag, you know, and... Yeah, maybe an hour or so, but with the freeze-dried stuff, you
just the taste.
You taste
comes
one
out,
is like your face puckers up, and you sugar rush, and you have to like put it down, and
like crack.
Yeah,
yeah. If
exactly
you're
like crack, that's exactly what it's like.
Maybe that's the secret of crack. Maybe they freeze dry it.
Yeah,
I always thought they like cooked it up, cooked the Coke with like baking soda or something like that, but maybe they just freeze dry it.
This is what our podcast has become.
Hello, kids. We're going to tell you how to make crack cocaine Skittles.
So if you want your drugs to, you know, give a better, you know, kick, freeze dry it. Yeah. Cocaine, freeze dry it. I mean, marijuana, freeze dry it.
You're trying to get it out there to the people. That's how you do it.
Yeah. It brings out the sugary goodness of marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
all right.
Freeze dry it. Save it for later.
But Sarasota, this is a real company. They're legitimate company. They're not in the drug business.
No, they don't make freeze-dried crack.
They do have addictive treats that we found out from the Skittles.
Yep.
But they sent, what did they send us?
So we have freeze-dried Bitto honey and freeze-dried caramel apple pops. And I actually picked up, what did I get? I got two kinds of taffy. I think I got watermelon, and the other one he threw in was like a bacon maple as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see the bacon.
I think that's what it was.
If I did, I probably would have.
Bacon?
Bacon maple,
I'm trying to figure, are these like the caramel apple like suckers you can get? Or are these like a fucking day freeze-dry actual caramel apple?
No. These are the suckers.
The suckers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that would be a little bigger than these.
But you feel like it would shrink, though. Like an apple would like...
I suppose. I don't know.
That would be interesting. But then you'd have like fucking seeds in the middle and stuff. But as promised, though, we're going to try them and tell you guys what we think of them.
It's going to get a little loud and crunchy.
That happens on the show. What do you guys want to try first?
All right.
Let's go with the Bitto honeys.
Okay.
Because I'm more excited for the apple, personally.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that's closer to maybe the taffy that.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know if I've ever eaten a Bitto honey.
But
I don't know if I have either.
But I know going, you know, to your place, Steve, that you've always had, you know, freeze-dried candy. Aside from the Skittles, you've had other freeze-dried treats.
Yeah, we've gotten from different events. And
they definitely
smell like Bitto honey.
It smells
still.
Like...
Yeah.
It smells like, you know, the peanut butter, kind of caramel.
Mm-hmm. It smells like... What does it smell like? There's something... It smells exactly like some kind of a... It smells like this the cinnamon oatmeal that I get. I get like an instant oatmeal. it's got a good crunch.
Wow.
You guys heard that crunch. If you like a crunch, you should be sold by now. This is where everybody's going to tune out. Like, this is disgusting. But no, that's weird. Like, some people are into like those, what are they, like
ASMR
videos.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. That's what we're doing right
personally,
here.
Personally, I'm not.
Tap the fingers.
You're welcome. That's what this episode is for, is the ASMR fans.
But no, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes the texture's weird. Like, it feels like I'm eating, like, really light chalk.
It's very airy.
It's very airy.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
But it, like, melts in your mouth, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the taffy did. Super light. And just melts away.
No, this is good.
Yeah.
I would definitely buy this
that
again.
That's great.
Or I would take more free again.
You did a good job, Roy.
Yeah, Galactic Druid Treats.
Look for Galactic Druid Treats on Instagram. He posts a bunch of photos of different things he's made. I saw a photo of gummy worms and
they got freeze dried gummy worms.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I could fuck with that.
Yeah. And they travel around. They go to different events, so if you're in Washington, you might be able to find them somewhere.
GalacticDruidTreats.com.
They're based in the Seattle area, so
Well, I'm sure you could probably order anywhere.
But you can order online, yes.
Hmm.
I believe it.
So this was the bit of honey. No. Now I want to get an actual bit of honey and compare it.
I used to eat a lot of bit of honey when I was
That's really a good.
Kid.
Which are those the ones that are like in the little red wrapper?
They're in the little wax white. Yeah, the red,
like red and yeah,
red and yep. yellow, and then open it. It's the wax paper.
Those were fine, but I think this
they almost
brings
look like
out.
Trident, like gum.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they
yeah.
break off little like strips and.
Now I'm thinking about
I enjoyed them when I was a kid, but
I'm thinking about like old man candies. Like what about those little strawberry candies?
Like the granny
candies? Just have the picture of the strawberry on it.
Freeze drying those, I might be really good. Or like a Werther's original, maybe.
I think I've had
that is
freeze
definitely
dried Werther's.
You've hit the top two of old man candies.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Every it's Werther's originals, the little strawberry or lemon, you know, wrapped candies with the picture on it, or like the mints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just put on a little blue bowl. And
the little starlight mints.
Yep.
Yeah.
The white and yellow.
You never knew where they came from exactly, but grandma always
had them.
Or the
Andes mints, you know, the green.
Oh, yeah, the green and
white.
The
green wrapper.
Yep.
The chocolate.
The chocolates. I don't know if you could freeze dry chocolate, though.
Yeah.
Let's get those next things open. I'm going to bring up their website. And I'm going to see what other kind of candies they got on there. GalacticDruidTreats.com. I'm hyped for these, though. If I could type.
You thought the last one was crunchy. These look like they're really going to be crunchy.
Yeah. I just got to get the last one out of my teeth. That's the only thing I didn't enjoy about that was it stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the Skittles. The Skittles are
they got
amazing.
Dang, they're cheap, too. It's free, a big bag of freeze-dried Skittles for $7.50. That's like a hell of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, the watermelon taffy, I think they were like $5 for a container, probably half a dozen pieces or more, something like that.
So what do we got? We got Skittles. We got the caramel apple pops, which we're about to dry. Gummy nerd clusters. Did one of you have those?
I got those. Yeah, those were great.
Did you finish those?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were really good. Laffy Taffy.
I put them out at Logan's birthday party for everybody to try. I think they got around.
They got some gummy worms. They got freeze-dried mini Starburst bites. Those are good. Oh, lemon heads. Hell yeah. Freeze-dried. Freeze-dried big hunk. Not sure those look that appealing, but...
Wonder how...
You had freeze-dried candy corn, which I was curious about.
Freeze-dried milk duds. They literally look like rocks.
Oh, wow. I wonder how Gobstoppers would be, or like Jawbreakers, you know?
I don't know if you could freeze dry a jawbreaker. It's kind of already like a...
Yeah, I had a friend in fifth grade who had a huge jawbreaker.
Remember those?
At lunch. And it must have been like, he was going through that thing for like 6 weeks.
My mom would
have it in his lunchbox and he'd take it out. He'd lick it.
Gross.
Yeah.
And he'd wrap it up and put it back in.
Bacteria and stuff growing on it.
And then you could see like, you know, it was a time lapse. You just imagine like a time lapse of everyone's hair.
Different color every time you see it.
Like... licking his
The kid was probably like never sick in his life because he ingested so much bacteria off his candy ball and just
it took him
his immune system was fucking...
I remember it took him several weeks.
Yeah, my mom never let me have those, and for good reason, I think. You just explained why.
They got some Charleston chews.
Oh yeah, he did have those at the table, I believe.
Yeah, this freeze dried snack cream cake, like literally a Twinkie.
Yeah, really? Twinkies. Freeze-dried Twinkies,
I think I might have missed that. That's cool.
Of course, you had the ice cream sandwiches, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see them on here, but there's... Wow. This is cool. Definitely go check out this site. We're going to put a link in the show description.
Yeah.
Let's try these apple things.
All right. So again, we got some caramel apple pops here that are freeze-dried, and... they sure smell like apple. I mean,
wouldn't expect them to smell like anything else.
Like, these apples smell like oranges.
You open the bag and just right away, that smell hits you. And you guys know. I mean, you know what that smell is from those pops. I mean, we had those when
the
when
bags
I was in
remind
school.
Me of like the bag that they put like weed in.
Yeah.
Like,
wow, I actually like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's sweet.
Okay. It smells right, really good.
See. They are pretty big.
Yeah.
This thing is like the size of a small potato, and I'm gonna figure out how to put it in my mouth.
Well,
jeez, just still has the stick on it and everything.
How do you ladies do this?
Just put it in your mouth.
You lick it a little bit and.
Yeah, when that's a big bite. It's very sweet.
Oh wow!
Whoa!
Yeah,
it's now really it's good though. Yeah,
it is. It's
holy crap! You know, like when you sit down and like. I want some candy, and you can eat, like, a fucking bag of candy. Like this, you eat, like, one of these, and you're satisfied.
Yeah. I mean, even after a couple bites, that's a lot.
Yeah, we might be a little wired tonight after this.
Yeah.
Wow, this is good, man.
Yeah.
Well, was it Roy? Roy.
You did a good job, Roy.
Roy at Galactic Druid Treats. Thanks for the treats.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to get more. We hope to see you at another show. Maybe we'll pop by and say hi and get a little promo from you to hype your stuff and tell us where you get your crazy ideas to dry some of this stuff, because this is... I like to hear about the process of how to do this. Like, I don't know how to freeze dry stuff. Do they just...
dip it in liquid nitrogen? I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Something we'd like to know.
Yeah.
Anybody now, knows, tell us. This is good.
Now, you guys, if you...
It's like a giant corn pop that tastes like...
If you could pick a certain candy to freeze dry, what would it be?
I'd like to see a Snickers bar freeze dried.
This?
Yeah. This is the bee's knees, huh? This is it?
I'm a big fan of Twizzlers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how those would go over freeze dried.
Yeah, Twizzlers or Red Vines. I don't know. I'd think those would be... come out kind of differently because they do have a different consistency.
Texture. Weird texture to them, yeah. Yeah.
But probably Twizzlers, because those are probably my most enjoyed candies.
We know the Skittles are good.
What about like a Sour Patch Kid?
I would like to try the Tropical Skittles or the berry ones as well. I bet they'd be berry good.
Wow. I think on that note... On that note, I think I'm going to finish this candy and call it good. If you want to mention the website one more time.
Galactic Druid Treats.
I just wanted to put you on the spot because I know you
were chewing. .com. Go get your candy now.
Yes, no, let's get back to us and Grit City Comic Show. Thanks, guys, and make sure to go get some of this candy.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
This is Fiona Durov, and you're listening to the Steven Crypto Show.
All right, we are at Grit City Comic Show in Tacoma. It's November 11th. Is this the 11th? 11th. Okay. Yep. We are hanging with Justin from the Grit City Podcast.
We're sitting here side by side.
Hanging out all day, and it took us the whole freaking day to...
I know, we were both a bit busy running around and checking out the sites, and I know I was buying some comic books and eating chicken strips and fries, making that happen, getting the good old convention food going on, and picking up some comics and seeing what's been going down. You having a good comic show so far?
You know, I'm doing all right. All right.
Nice.
Doing all right. Found a couple comics and magazines. And
nice. What'd you pick up?
I grabbed... stack of Dark Shadows comics from I've never seen them before.
I didn't know that first edition in there.
I didn't know they did Dark Shadows comics.
Like
the old school, like show.
And I grabbed a few issues of Famous Monsters, which is
nice.
Those are hard to come by nowadays.
I did pick up one trade paperback of Transmetropolitan.
Okay,
it's DC Vertigo. title from probably the 90s or 2000s. And it's kind of like a cyberpunk future version of what Hunter S. Thompson would be.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's the quick pitch on that. But he's a journalist who works kind of with like indie sort of whatever newspapers would be at the time in the future, and just kind of counterculture type guy.
Okay.
And just off the rails. But I have a guy at work whom is in comic books, and I'm trying to trying to make friends. So I was like, I picked up the book and I'm like, I'm going to read it to make sure it's not like, because I don't know how 90s, like how well it has aged.
Right.
So I'm going
to
check it out, make sure it's cool. And then I'm going to let him borrow that. And then my first American Vampire trade paperback.
And then you guys will be best friends.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping that's how that works out.
Karate in the garage. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
So, yeah.
We were talking about Step Brothers on the way here, to be fair.
Yeah. That's awesome. But yeah, so it was just that sort of like trying to make it a bonding experience. Like, that's what the whole convention is anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Get to see some people you haven't seen forever. Man.
Exactly. I call this and I call Crypticon the reunion every year.
Yep.
And those are our friends over there.
I love Crypticon. Like, that's one of my favorite things. I've seen you the other few years. We've been friends through doing all that, just BSing and hanging out.
Yep.
And I mean, we've been able to go with the Grit City podcasts for Norwest Con, and now really kind of leaning heavy into Crypticon just because horror is amazing. Yeah. And the family, much like with the Grit City Comic Show, it's
100%.
I don't want to call it low level or like base level, but it's the intimacy of a very local convention.
Yeah.
And for people who really love it and the guests who really appreciate all of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're nice enough to invite us to come and hang out is so cool.
For sure.
Yeah, so we don't have a lot of action in our part of Washington, you know, for like horror. Yeah. So like,
for anything, really.
For anything,
unless you're 90 years old.
Yeah.
90-year-old horror?
They have like the Fiddle Tunes Festival or something. Which cool, you know.
Yeah.
Talented folks.
But not spooky enough.
That sounds kind of interesting, to be honest. So, but like, this whole area has so many interesting conventions. Like, they've had the UFO conventions, the Bigfoot conventions. We haven't gotten to those yet, but I'm really trying to figure out how we can kind of lean in and kind of, like, get ourselves into going to those conventions just to see what that's like.
Yeah.
Not to copy you, but we probably should, too, considering the name of the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Your name is freaking... Yeah. Your name says I love Bigfoot. So,
pretty much. Yeah.
We did some some of our first episodes were with the Bigfoot researchers.
Okay.
Who very intense and really look at it from a science point of view, which is kind of hard to do with a crypto, just the creatures themselves. You're like, they're not really science-based.
Not really, no. They're just interesting. They're intriguing.
But they're taking a science approach with it. Same with, like, the ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, using what technology we have to try to prove something to see where it is.
Yeah.
So, that's fantastic.
And they're not as crazy as the UFO people.
They're interesting. They're very held in their beliefs.
Yeah.
Like, they believe... Some of them have believed that they've seen something.
Yeah.
Like, don't know what it is.
I've seen stuff. But there was like drugs or alcohol involved, but that's.
Yeah, I wonder. So you're out there camping and you've been drinking for a while. Yeah. And what do you
think
you saw?
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Grit City Podcast. What's it all about?
Grit City Podcast is really, I've likened it to an oral history of Tacoma and the South Sound. So. My buddy Brogan and his buddy Scott started the podcast probably like 7 or 8 years ago. And then after a couple of years, had to take a hiatus. And that's when I moved back to Tacoma and realized I wanted to become a part of it. So just looking at that, we look at small businesses, people, and musical artists, all the different types of people that live around Tacoma and the South Sound area. So we don't really keep to Tacoma, but it's kind of the vibe. But we're looking at like businesses that are happening, the small businesses, the big businesses, whomever wants to come on. But we've talked with, like I talked about, the Bigfoot researchers. We've talked to Flat Earther Mark Sargent, because he lives on Whidbey Island and he was on a Netflix show and he's more than happy to talk. So we've had him on. But then we've also had like the Tacoma Urban Performing Arts Center, Tupac, which is urban dance. And we've had them on to talk about things. We have local historians, local ghost hunters, just all the gamut. Anyone who is willing to come on and talk with us and isn't too put off by us. Is we're, I mean, we're not mean, we're not, or anything like that, but it's like we're talking in a bar.
Yeah,
so you're kind of hanging out.
Talking, yeah.
And then after like our third episode that we've done for a day, we've been drinking a little bit and sometimes we get a little loud and obnoxious, but it's all in good fun and good vibes. And we're just trying to put the word out for anybody who really wants to talk about their experiences. Some of it, we found a guy, Brad, who's amazing. He was brought to us because he just does Instagram photos calling out people with terrible trees. So if there's like bad pruning, it's like, it's called Tacoma WTF Trees on Instagram. And it's just like really bad. It's just like, it's like, it's that horror, like that horror porn or like the gore of like somebody like Grammar Gore on Reddit, where they're just like, this is terrible. This is ugly. He does it for trees. And then we're like, okay, well, that's interesting. But what, coming to have him on, he's a 35 years living here in Tacoma. So he's seen a bunch of stuff. So we get a whole living history of what he's experienced and what he's gone through, things that aren't here anymore, things that have surprised him in this area, and just kind of showing Tacoma in the light of it's not a terrible, scary place.
Yeah.
You want to kind of keep Tacoma feared a little bit, but just understand that there's beautiful things you can go check out. You can see history museums. You can go experience nightlife and still feel safe. But you get to experience Tacoma. So they should really kind of put us on the tourism board. But I don't think we're polished enough for that. But you
someday.
Never know.
Some
you know
goals,
maybe we'll keen for
keep
it.
Keep sending in the letters. They'll
yeah,
get,
exactly.
They'll
yeah, we'll do a little writing campaign. Maybe one of us will become a council member or something.
There
we'll
you
see
go.
How that works out.
There you go.
That's the gist, the long and the long of the Grit City podcast.
So where can people find the show and follow you guys and all that important shit?
Very easy. You can go to gritcitypodcast.com. That's all the links. But if you just search for Grit City Podcast on any podcatcher you have, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the different ways, whichever way that you download and you consume your media is the easiest way to get it. Socials are pretty much across the board the same thing. Just search for Grit City Podcast. But all of it's at gritcitypodcast.com. We've got a Discord server in which we, a lot of the times when we're recording episodes, you can listen live and get to experience that live. So you can get that live feeling if you want that live radio feeling. But if not, it's no worries. You can catch us later on all of our episodes out there. So it's a really easy way to do it.
Cool, man. Well, guys, listen and find the Grit City Podcast. They're cool dudes. Been hanging, chatting with them all day. It's been a good time. I think you'll dig their show. Even if you're not from Tacoma, like most of you aren't, you'll dig it. You love hearing about people and culture.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You don't, if you ever want to visit Tacoma, it's cool. And if not, you can just learn about it.
There you go. There you go. Thanks for popping by and giving
us the
spiel.
Thanks for the stuff you guys do too as well. Like really appreciate putting the podcasts out and putting the love for all the fandoms out there. It's like, it's what you hope for. Like do it for the love and do it for the fandom.
Exactly. 100%. Cool, man. Take care.
Hey, this is Dr. Gangrene. You're watching the Steve. No, you're not. You're listening to the Steve and Crypto Show right here on whatever network you're on. I don't know what you're on. Don't ask me. I can't see what you're doing, but keep listening and tune in next week for more cool content on the Steve and Crypto Show.
We are back. We just finished trying some of the delightful candy from Galactic Druid Treats LLC. We had some of the caramel apple pops and the bit of honey. We definitely recommend you guys go and check out what Roy has to offer.
Yeah, thanks for the samples. Thanks to Justin from Grit City Podcast. Thanks to Troy from Crypticon. Thanks to James Taylor for putting on
the
best comic book show. Yeah, James. Yeah. thanks to James for popping in and eating candy with us.
Yeah, if you have candy next time, any food, just bring me on the podcast, and I will gladly eat it for you.
I'll be glad to eat
the treats. We want you guys to know, we've actually tried to get him on every episode, and he says no. So finally, we're like, we have candy. He says, oh, okay.
Yeah, get in the van, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a white van, some candy, I mean.
He's in, right?
It works for him.
Yeah.
Don't threaten me with a good time, right?
If you have freeze-dried bit of honey, he's there.
Women, if you want to get me. Get a van.
Get a van. Candy.
Yep.
Candy. Wave in front of me.
Are those freeze-dried Skittles? Okay. We'll get it.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. Grit City comic show. It's a great show. I mentioned a million times. It's super family-friendly. So, introduce your kids to the cool, nerdy shit. Get them off the damn TikToks and all that nonsense and bring them out. Get them some comic books.
And I'd also like to add, too, I think Grit City is a great sort of intro. If you've never been to a comic book convention, that's a good kind of comic convention to start with, rather than just going straight into something like Emerald City, Rose City, or if you want to go to Comic-Con in San Diego or C2E2 or any of those.
And it's affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was $15
if that,
one day. Yeah.
Yeah. 10 or 15. Pass.
Yeah, it's a good one. So do that. Keep listening to us. All the shows on the Deluxe Edition Network. Of course, we're the podcast of the month, so that's cool. I don't know what it really means, but it's still cool. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/SteveCrypto. For as little as a dollar a month, become a patron and listen to all that nonsense and movies that we spoil and all the other bullshit on there. Go to buymeacoffee.com. Where you could pretty much tip us. And, you know, our first Buy Me a Coffee person was actually James.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He knew someday.
That $5 really launched a...
They're going to take this $5.
Phenomenon, yeah.
And grow. They're going to grow until they get... They're going to get so big they get free candy to give me. He knew it. He, like, envisioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but, what episode is this? What...
133.
Yeah.
Yep.
It took us 133 episodes to save enough Buy Me a Coffee money to buy some candy. That's better than I thought we'd be doing. But leave us a review, rating, spread the word on social media. Be sure to tag us. He's CryptoZoo88. I am the Steve Strout. Go to thestevestrout.com. I've been posting random stuff over there, like mini reviews of shitty indie horror movies, and which I love, is my personal favorite kind of shitty stuff.
Go to Etsy and get some Christmas gifts.
Yeah, get the merch, get that cup, that mug is fucking
Halloween Shirt Company. Go get some stuff from them.
Then go back and get more of our shit. Just get our stuff.
Yeah.
Right now it's Christmas time. Get our stuff. Goddamn mugs. Get the t-shirts. Both of them.
Get a mug for your mug.
How many kids you got? You got fucking four kids? That's four t-shirts.
And they each need their own coffee mug.
Do they?
Yeah, kids love coffee.
Let the kids drink coffee?
I mean, I see kids in line at Starbucks.
That's like, crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's so weird. I didn't get into coffee because I was in my 20s.
I didn't have fucking $7 a day when I was that age to be buying coffee and shit. I was lucky we had lunch money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's $7 a day.
Now they got enough for a frappuccino.
That's an allowance. That's a weekly allowance. $7 to $10, you know. I'll get you a venti right now.
Not to mention their freaking $1,000 little computers they walk around with in their hand all day.
Yeah.
Their parents get them the new one every time it comes out. Like, I've been rocking the same phone for fucking...
Like, Dad, I need an iPhone 15.
Now. Yeah.
Do you find your kids still ask you stupid questions that they could just use their phone to find out?
Yeah.
You literally have, like, knowledge in the palm of your hand.
Eventually, they won't have to ask me any questions.
How do you spell truck?
Grit City Comic Show. Go next year and come back in a week or two for episode 134 of the Steve and Crypto Show. Thank you, guys.